Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and there you'll find the link to join our Talking Puck Discord. It's our growing community of hockey fans just like you. Feel free to jump in and opine on anything and everything. We are welcoming, we are friendly, we are inclusive, and we want you to be a part of it. So again, follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air and click the link to join the Discord in my Twitter bio. Okay, a couple topics I want to try to get into the Tiny Biscuits format. And if you're new to it, Tiny Biscuits, try to keep it around 5 minutes. Just small, digestible, bite-sized pellets of hockey for you. And the first thing I want to get to is the NHL is now looking at a January 15th restart date. I didn't even get a chance to publish my article on Can We Please Stop Talking About January 1st. I have it written. I hadn't hit publish on it yet as I'm taping this podcast today. And now it's just kind of a little too late. So that's fine. It happened. And it's no surprise, January 15th, probably February 1st. And we've heard that before from Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights. He's at least one of the owners on record saying it's going to be later than that. But, you know, skepticism about January 1st has been going around for a while, especially as this most recent wave of coronavirus gets really severe. And so as the numbers continue to climb, things don't look good for the ability to do this, even though the NHL is considering all kinds of options like mini bubbles. Obviously, there'll be a lot of testing. Look, the reason the NHL and the NBA got through their championships is because they bubbled up. They didn't allow anything out or in. They just went ahead and played in not the best conditions, certainly not the best for the players' mental health, but the leagues had traveled, which the NFL is showing that right now. And we saw it with Major League Baseball. Things happen. You're going to get cases. You're going to get outbreaks. And when one guy gets it on a team, it goes through a team. And again, I have ridden buses in the minors. I've been on planes in the NHL. Any locker room situation, if somebody comes in and they're sick, and even if they don't know it, it's going to go around. It's just the way it is. It's always been that way. And so I look at this situation for the NHL resuming play, even though they're going to do mini bubbles, come in, come out. Guys are going to be out on their own. They're going to be out wandering around. You know, not everybody. It's just human nature. Not everybody listens to what they're told. They don't do what they're told, even though they should. They don't. Pro athletes, baseball players went out and they partied and they gathered and they got it. And football players end up getting it. It happens. And so you have to understand that that's the risk and that's the probability on top of that. So in my previous podcast, I talked about, will the NHL make the sacrifice of canceling games, moving games around, ending the season with certain teams playing fewer games than others? They're going to have to consider that too. I think January 15th is optimistic. I don't know that that's going to be the start date. I understand the NHL wants all the time it can get because they have a hard stop. It's the Tokyo Olympics. I just think February 1st is the day. Now, January 15th could be the day for training camp. I could see that. I just don't know if you're going to be playing actual games on January the 15th, but we'll find out. The other thing I wanted to talk about, we've seen now two very prominent names denied the chance to go play in the World Juniors. So Alexis Lafreniere, the Rangers will not release him to go play for Team Canada. And also we've seen Jack Hughes also told he cannot go play for Team USA. So this is one of those issues where if I were the player, I'd be frustrated by it. Of course, you have to abide by your NHL club's decision because they own your contract and they have to allow you to go play. But, and I get it, you can list reasons from we don't want so-and-so to get injured to whatever. I mean, injury is probably the only valid one, and it's a crapshoot. It might happen, it might not happen. It's the same thing with the Olympics. It's an argument you hear every time. Well, he could get hurt. Guys can get hurt playing the game. They can get hurt training. We've seen guys lifting weights get hurt. We've seen guys doing box jumps get hurt. So, I don't know. Is that really a valid excuse? Compared to the experience of playing on a world stage, playing for a gold medal, being a part of a successful winning team, and playing with the most elite players in your country, representing your country. I mean, heck, being able to wear that crest on your jersey representing your nation, that's a big deal. And for NHL teams to take it away for what are selfish reasons in the end of the day, they're team selfish reasons, not personal, but team. And again, I get it. I understand your validation for it. I know what you're saying. I just don't think I can get behind it. I would be really upset if I were the player. And so that's the thing. You're not going to be able to play. You're not going to be able to do it. And it's frustrating, but that is what it is. And I would love to see Lafreniere play for Canada. I'd love to see what he could bring. I'd love to see him out there. I would love to see Hughes out there and getting a chance to tear it up. And of course, because I'm an American, you know, I'd like to see him on Team USA. But we're not going to. Let's face the music here and understand the teams just aren't going to let those guys go play. And I thought to say until they do, but there is no until they do. They're not going to, unless they're forced somehow. Their hand is forced. So it's unfortunate we will not get to see top talent, especially I think Lafreniere is the guy everybody just wants to see him play at this point because there's so much hype around him. And you know, World Junior is an even bigger level than playing in the Canadian Hockey League. But I guess we're just going to have to sit on our hands for a little bit and see what happens. I would vote to send my player. I would send him for the experience, for the chance to play with top-level talent, and for the chance to see what they can do. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with trying to get a guy like Lafreniere or Hughes going before the season starts. If you're going to start camp on the 15th, they come in from World Juniors, which will end in the early part of January. They're already going. And in a short season, that matters. So a little surprised that that's not the case. All right, that's it for Tiny Biscuits. Appreciate you being here. Again, please give me the follow on Twitter. And if you like the podcast, subscribe. So I'm at Callahan on Air on Twitter. The link to join our Discord is in the bio. You can also follow this podcast. Please subscribe. If you like it, you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts. We appreciate it. We are hosted by Audio Boom. And also, Mike Haynes and I will be returning to the airwaves sometime in the new year with the Talking Puck TV show. So keep your eyes peeled for that as well. All right, everybody, take care, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time.